really appreciate the turnout. This is amazing. This is the first event that has happened of this scale since I've been here, so it's really great to see how many people in our community are excited about Torah. And in particular, what's nice about this program for me is that it's a joint program together with my teacher, Rabbi Clapper, who had this idea in the first place. He wanted to have a way to acknowledge the fact that two of his students are now rabbis in the Boston area of communities, and which he wrote on his makot that this is a tribute to us, but it's really more, I feel, a tribute to him in terms of the contribution that he's made to the Boston Jewish community and to the wider Jewish community in general, because both Rabbi Chassis and I, not only are we rabbis here, but we've had the opportunity to teach and to contribute to other Jewish institutions as well. So it's really special for my first program here to be with Rabbi Clapper. And I also want to thank Rabbi Noah Chassis, who so graciously agreed to join us here tonight and was, definitely part of the initiator of getting this program moving. So I really want to thank him. There's going to be three. So the idea of the program is that we will split into three groups. We'll try to get them approximately even numbers. And we will go into three different stations. One station will be here. One station will be in the corner over there, those chairs. We'll try not to move those chairs because they're in specific spots for the high holidays. And then we'll also have a location by the tables in the alcove. So I think what we can do is we'll try to keep the speakers where they are and move people or move the speakers. What do you want
to
do?
It's easier to move one person.
Move one person. So we'll move the speakers. Okay, so we'll have one. So let's try to just, after we finish the introduction, just some people move there and some people move to the alcove. We'll have Rabbi Clapper start here, Rabbi Chassis there, and I'll start in the alcove. Is that okay?
Great.
Yeah, reasonable. Okay. Rabbi Chassis will be speaking on the topic of Rav Kook's theory of tshuva. And Rabbi Clapper will be speaking on Does God Pray? Agadah, Theology, and Halacha. And I'll be speaking on the topic of integrity, complexity, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein on tshuva. So, also, Rabbi Clapper wanted to say a few words before I begin. So, looking forward.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to share Rabbi Strauss's words. This is enormously exciting, enormous source of nachas for me to see Rabbi Strauss and Rabbi Chassis taking pulpits in the community. I can now say that I have now served as an actual pulpit rabbi for almost 5 weeks and 2 days, counting Rosh Hashanah. And each moment of that has made me aware of how difficult the job it is and how glad I am that I have students who can do it better than I can. And I'm sure you all are as well. I also wanted to thank this shul, specifically this community, which has been so supportive of the Sarm Beit Midrash over the years and really helped it grow into the center of modern Torah leadership. Where all of you have shown up, and it's been what we call it halakhically a zen nen situation, where I'm confident that you've benefited from young scholars such as Rabbi Strauss and Rabbi Chassis, as they taught when they were students, and they've benefited from having the experience of teaching Torah to you, and the institution has benefited from the success of the programs. And I wanted to thank you very much, and hope that all of you here, obviously, will constantly share in the joy I get from Rabbi Strauss, but I hope you'll also feel part of now what is a growing cross-Boston community that is influenced by the Torah that we've taught and developed together, and that you'll see that this is making an enormous contribution, as Rabbi Strauss mentioned, to the Jewish community generally, and that we should learn.
Thank you.